men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
You know, we ought to probably re-record some of those to say Ken Colburn and Chad Disney or Chad Pyle. Or
I don't know. I'm kind of digging being Brandon Disney.
I know Brandon Disney. You're no Brandon Disney.
That I am not.
You are listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're broadcasting live from the Uptown Studios here, also across the internet and through our archives. We are on the World Wide Wait at datadoctors.com. And the radio show section will give you all of the resources. If you're a parent and you're in need of any kind of information, help, we've got a million different ways to assist you, whether it's you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're completely clueless. We've got options for everyone out there. So check them all out at datadoctors.com. If you want to go to datadoctors.com/parents, you'll see the free public service that we'll provide in our stores, as well as our free safe surfing guide. So check that out. Included in the safe surfing guide are the warning signs that might tell you they might have a problem in your house, some safety tips like, please don't put an internet-connected computer in a child's bedroom.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Don't do it unless you're going to pull the door off. They can close the door, lock the door, and then they feel free to do anything they want. And guess what, Mom and Dad? They're doing it, especially if they know you're clueless. Right. You know what chat lingo? You know the various little acronyms and things they use to warn each other that the parents are watching? Do you know about that? Well, that's in that guide as well. So that, along with an internet family contract, it gives you a reason to sit down with your kids and talk about these are things that are acceptable, these are not acceptable. And then you need to figure out, do I want to block, do I want to track, do I want to do both?
The contract's great because it puts the responsibility in the child's hands. And it tells them that you understand that there's stuff out there that they might run into. And, you know, gives them a little more confidence in being able to approach you with anything suspicious.
75% of our children are online for four or more days a week. And 72% of the children spend more than 2 hours of a typical day online. Think about that. They're exposed. Mom and Dad, you've been to Vegas, right? You're walking down the street, and what do you see everywhere? It's in every newspaper stand. It's all over. There's just leaflets all over the ground. There's people trying to shove leaflets in your hand, and it's all sexually suggestive material. That's what's happening every single day on the internet if you're not watching what's going on.
And you know what? Not using the internet is almost not an option anymore, because you know what I'm realizing is a lot of schools are implementing the internet and other computer-related functions right into their curriculum and right into homework. A lot of kids I know that they bring homework to school on a flash drive.
Well, there's that, but they literally cannot get their homework done without the internet in a lot of cases, so
It's a great resource for doing homework and projects.
And it's a wonderful resource if you get involved and control it, because then you can control the good and the bad. Right now, it's like a cable channel without any, or, you know, 100 and 200 and 700 channels of cable, and you have no parental controls in there, and the kids can watch whatever they want.
Right.
I guess maybe some people do that. I don't know. George, you've been waiting for a while. We appreciate you holding. How can we be of assistance?
I had two birthdays since I called in.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Okay, well, it wasn't quite that bad. Hey, listen, thanks for taking my dilemma on the air.
You bet.
What I've got here, in my favorite section, I've got a couple of porn sites that somehow mysteriously popped in there, because everybody gets a short neck when you ask them who did it.
Yeah, exactly. it's hereditary, isn't it?
Yeah. But they seem to have become joined at the hip here on the site. I click on delete and make them go away. And next time I turn the computer on, they're back in there, both of them.
They're like,
and I want to know what short of a .45 caliber pistol can I do to get rid of these things?
Well, typically what that means is somebody, and I'm sure one of the short-necked individuals, you know, did it, but somebody went somewhere and installed or allowed a program to be installed that basically it's kind of a hijack of your browser. It actually has embedded some code deep in the registry of the computer. That says every time the browser opens, make sure this is there, and if it's not, put it back. And depending upon what it is, it may be something that you can download a piece of software and say go look for this stuff. Do you have adware, spyware removal programs on your computer?
Yes, I do have.
Okay,
somewhere.
So like spyware and adware, and make sure that you have updated them recently, because see, these guys that write this stuff, they know what the adware spyware programs are doing today, so they write around them. And then when the when they release it and people start to see it in the wild, then these companies figure out how to block it and clean it. And so it's just this constant battle back and forth, which is why, just like with everything else in the computer world, you got to make sure that your protective software is updated. So update it now. If it doesn't work, if you look in the approved software section of our website, there's a whole bunch of resources in there. How technical are you?
I know one end of a screwdriver from the other. You can't trick me on that part.
How about the registry? The Windows registry. Are you at all familiar with it?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, then we're getting into brain surgery. So if you've never actually cracked somebody's head open and looked inside, then we probably shouldn't give you these tools. But if you find somebody in your circle that's fairly technical that understands how to work at the registry, there's a tool posted on our website called CW Shredder that'll let you to go in and kind of at the microscopic level get in there and start to extract some of these things. You can actually track down these bad guys and pull them out. But see, the problem is, they're like it's like looking at DNA at a microscopic level. You got to know what you're looking at before you start pulling cells out.
Right. Absolutely.
So be really careful.
Okay, well, I won't do that on my own, but I just discovered your radio program here a couple weeks ago, and I've made it a must for myself. I sit here and I take notes.
Well, that's
Now I'm going to find one of your stores that's close to me, and I've got somebody that I can ask questions of, and
absolutely.
They might happily answer them.
Absolutely. And feel free, you can actually, and we don't ever charge to look at the machine, you know, put it up on the counter, look at it with you to try to show you what's going on so you can make a decision whether you want to spend money or time fixing it.
I appreciate that. That's a wonderful service, and I appreciate that.
All right, George, good luck with that.
Thank you for the help.
I hope that all your children's necks start to stretch out a little bit.
the older they get, the shorter they get.
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, Dad, I don't know. It was just a button I pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, good luck, George.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
That's how it works, folks. You call in. We try to help you. Every week here for George just found us. We've actually been at this for over 11 years now. I keep thinking, it's like, has it really been that long? Man, I'm getting old. I remember when I used to be young.
Wow. I won't even tell you how old I was 11 years ago.
My daughter's going to be 16 in November. That's just freaking me out. Just the fact that I have a 16-year-old daughter. Well, that scary. And she wants to drive.
Well, yeah.
That's the part that's freaking us out. But if you're being freaked out about your computer, again, datadoctors.com. You can call any of our stores. Take your machine into any of our stores, and they'll just try to give you some guidance on, you know, whatever anomalies you're dealing with when it comes to your kids. Show you, if you want, how parental control programs work. We have them installed on our demo machines in all the stores. We've got our safe surfing guide, whether you want to download it off our internet, get it from one of our stores. It's all available to you there, datadoctors.com. Where are we at on time? Let's see if we can help. Is it Ray?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, thanks for holding.
All right.
What can we do for you?
Well, I heard all you've been talking about, you know, the MySpace.com.
Yes.
And different things where spyware happens to make its way in, or viruses. And I'm not sure if that's what I've had, because my kids have downloaded this MySpace.com, iRiver, WeatherBug. And every time I go on the computer, I can be on it for, like, on AOL. I can be on it for, like, 4 or 5 minutes, and all of a sudden this AOL pop-up comes up, and it says, fatal error, must close, and then it just shuts down on me.
Yeah, well, you just listed off a bunch of things in there that are likely to have, during the installation of the program, they oftentimes will ask you, or sometimes they won't ask you, do you want me to make this an automatic program whenever you start your computer? And so what ends up happening is, if you look down right by your clock on the bottom right-hand side of your computer, do you see a bunch of little icons there?
Yes.
Yeah. See, the more icons you have there, those are all programs that are running in the background. Any two of those could be fighting each other and conflicting, and that's generally what causes the kind of error that you're experiencing. You got way too much loaded in the computer, way too much going on in the startup, and this is a very, very common thing. This is probably the most common thing we deal with in our stores every single day, that too much has been added. Because especially with kids, they really have no idea. They just think, hey, I got all the space, and they have a voracious appetite, and they think this is cool, and everything that they see that they install into their computer without any real understanding of how bad it's going to screw things up.
Right.
So there's a couple things you can do. Again, we can always, at any store, you just take it in. While you're waiting there, plug it in. They'll take a look at it and give you an assessment so that you know what's going on with it so you can make a decision. Sometimes it's so bad it's best to just back up your data and just wipe everything out and reload. Sometimes we can get in there and it's a very, very long, labor-intensive process, but we can extract all the bad stuff out and just leave the good stuff so that you don't have to reinstall all your programs and restore your data and reset up your printer and reset up your address book and, you know, all those kind of nightmarish things. But more importantly, when they're done, when we get it to where the machine's actually working perfectly again, giving you the tools to keep it from happening again, the education. So,
right.
Or if you want to bring your kids in, you know, we can give them a real quick education on how this might impact their allowance. You know, if they keep doing this. So, yeah, they have to understand that just because their friend has it, it doesn't mean that they should have it, and it doesn't mean that it's good for your computer. Anything
right.
you add to a computer at any time can cause it to completely just go south on you. And that, it sounds like you've got multiple issues in there that have to be addressed. You can try manually uninstalling some of these things.
Uh-huh.
But there's just no, you know, without seeing it, it's really hard. It's just so many things that are attacking your computer on the internet these days. And if you got kids that are just letting everything happen, then it gets exponentially worse.
Well, you know, I put that Norton thing that you put on there that it repairs it. It's a repair thing.
Yeah, we're not real big fans of that because it doesn't really work. Especially if you install it after all the damage is done.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it's not, it's a preventative device that doesn't even work that well as a preventative device, but it does not do anything for you once you've been infected. So that, unfortunately, there's no $29 package that's going to cure your ails. It's you're too far down the road.
Right. A lot of these spyware utilities actually have defense mechanisms that prevent you from undoing the damage after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, the guys that write this know how to get around the programs you're buying, so that's why you have to prevent it altogether. Once it's in there, it gets real ugly.
Right.
All right?
All right.
All right. Hopefully something in there will help you, Ray. Thanks for calling in. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, back right after this. Do you?